Chapter 26, The Foundation of Temples in Europe. Abdon Adoniram said,
"Our ancestors neglected to mention the name of the founder of the Temple of Rome, but now we will see in the next chapter that he was a descendant of Hiram Abiud. That temple achieved great triumphs that fortified the association to such a degree that it incited the nine heirs to establish other temples in other kingdoms. The heir descendant of Moab Levi was sent to Russia. The heir descendant of Adoniram, my ancestor, was sent to Gaul. The successor of the Abiuds to Germany. This happened in the middle of the 8th century. In those kingdoms they began to establish temples, some dependent on the central temple of Jerusalem, and others dependent on the temple of Rome, which was in turn an affiliate of the central temple. In the 8th century, after 7 centuries of continual battle, when the temple of Rome was in its glory, the following temples existed. In Russia, 4. In Gaul, 4. And in Germany, 3. Then the number of the temples in the capitals of the kingdoms mentioned increased. Others were founded in other capitals and also in the interior. The temples in each kingdom depended on the principal temples in its capital. Those of the capitals depended on the central temple, Jerusalem. This situation continued until the 12th century. In said 12th century, the great progress achieved by the Temple of Rome and its great services inspired the commission of the central temple with the idea of abdicating in its favor, according to a decree recorded on June 5th, 1166. By this decree, the Temple of Rome had the right to preside over all the temples in the East. The temples of Rome, with its new and powerful authorization, insisted on occultism and reduced the meetings of the mysterious ones only to those temples hermetically hidden and subterranean. At that time, the members of the underground temples left with their faces painted black to make it appear as though they were working in the coal mines. These were the same of the stratagems our ancestors carried out to hide the truth of their acts. This system was followed until the end of the 18th century, or until 80 years after the changing of the name of the association to the name of Freemasonry. In spite of the fact that New Masonry established its lodges above ground, and in spite of the modification of its laws, and notwithstanding its callings to civilization, the strict occultism exercised by our ancestors provoked fear and alienation in the people. Even many members trusted it for a certain time. Many even took the oath, but soon abandoned the association. The threats of death were in vain. The state of things did not vary until the end of the 17th century, when the struggle disappeared and the association entered its agony. The reasons for such a retrocession was internal conflicts and personal enmities among its members.
We see that the association was coming to an end of its wide success because of quarreling Jews within. Chapter 28, How Joseph Levi, his son Abraham, and Abraham Abiud were sent to London. Joseph Levi.
In previous chapters, we saw that at the end of the 17th century, the association was almost dead. Also, I came to the conclusion that the reason for this degeneration and retreat was the spirit of envy, pride, and corruption that dominated us. I decided then to lift the association from this fall. Its name, the Mysterious Force, had come to provoke apprehension and fear among the people. We communicated in person and by correspondence with our brother heirs of the same manuscript, the idea of the name change being approved. We were three, Abraham Abayud, my son Abraham, and I. We judged it fitting to communicate with a man named John de Seguliers, and a disciple or companion with the name George, not knowing his last name. After studying his character and religion, we contracted a strong friendship with him, explaining the plan to him. De Seguliers found in the plan the opportunity to realize his own religious purposes. He supported Levi and promised him all the help he needed, reaching the point of saying, "We must demolish the Catholics. We must not regress until annihilating them."
Levi felt confidence in his new friend without, however, coming to know very well the true intention of de Seguliers. Apparently, there were disagreements and Levi was murdered and his manuscripts stolen. Remember, these manuscripts are the written history that each of the nine founders kept as a record, only passing it down to one son from generation to generation in secrecy. On June 24, 1717, the name Temple was changed to Lodge. The leadership remained in the hands of the descendants of the nine. The original symbols, signs, touches, words, etc., were retained, and additional ones were permitted. These commissions grew in all countries, especially where there is a majority of Protestants belonging to the sects with the greatest hate for Catholicism, and it grew where there was Jewish influence. The primary leadership continues being in the hands of the Jews, and in the secondary, in the hands of fanatical anti-Catholic Protestants. The remaining chapters cover the ascent of Jonas, or James, one of the descendants of the original nine. This person supposedly converted to Christianity because of his wife Janet, a Christian, a non-Jew, and went through the degrees to learn the secrets and to publish them, which this document is evidently the result of that. We see now my grandfather, James, delivering the secrets to my father, Samuel, his only son, by his first wife, as we will see. The will of my grandfather was to complete this history, completing the relationship between the masonry of our ancestors and its daughter, the new masonry. For that purpose, he joined the association to study its history and secrets in the light of this manuscript. His extensive studies were divided by him into 22 investigations. Translator's note: the difference between the character of James, the Christian, and that of his ancestors, the Jews, is impressive. Of course, James, being a Jew, could not be a true Christian, but he clearly was influenced by his non-Jewish Christian wife to expose this hidden history. James: "You see, my son, Samuel, that I entered the new masonry to compare it with the masonry of our ancestors, the mysterious force. Because the modern is a complementary part of the ancient, because of the complete ignorance of the secrets and occult foundations of this association on the part of the Masons, and because of the joy it will produce in wise men and historians on their knowing the cornerstone of that foundation, your mother Janet and I decided I would enter the association." Regardless of how and why this Jew exposed his own people does not change the fact that there is no such thing as a good Jew. Matthew 7:18, "A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit." I believe Yahweh had a hand in exposing this document. Behold, my studies, all that I had expected to see in it I saw with ample time for thought. I saw that its general public statutes were taken from the same ancient statutes, but Anderson and Desaguliers gave it a scientific aspect and a general style suited to all readers, Masons and non-Masons. There is no doubt that David Adoniram collaborated with them, as you observed in his conditions. I did not get to see the internal statutes, nor can anyone else, because the statutes are monopolized by the principal chiefs, heirs of the nine founders. I saw that superior orders were distributed from chiefs unknown to their executors. Those chiefs, in turn, obey a supreme and completely unknown authority whose orders must be carried out blindly by them. I saw that in ancient Masonry, only the Jewish religion was preserved. In the modern, I saw an anti-religiosity of extensive contours, but concentrated against Christianity and particularly against Catholicism, an anti-religiosity inspired in absolute nihilism. I saw the chiefs of ancient Masonry were cunning Jews who attacked Jesus' men. The chiefs of modern Masonry, the successors of Desaguliers and Adoniram, are, on the other hand, an amalgam of mercenaries, Jews who attack the Christian religion and Protestants who attack Catholicism. The new chiefs are no less cunning than the ancient ancestors. They have in their hands the reins of all the Masons. They play with them at will. And finally, I saw disasters and catastrophes advancing on humanity. So you will see it too, Samuel. In this history, you see that the Masonry of our ancestors was built on lies, fallacies, fanaticism, and corruption. From this lying were born the ancient symbols and the instruments of the architecture and construction with which they armed themselves. With this, lying Herod found ancient papers in his grandfather's chest, etc., as we saw earlier. They created all those lies to conceal the secret of the date of its foundation, achieving success in their deceits for many centuries. You see, too, that in the modern, the same deceit exists, used by the heir chiefs among the mass of Masons. These, just like the ancient mysterious ones, believed that no one knows the origin, time, place, or goal of this association. The Mother Masonry threw all her intention in a single goal, which was the battle against Jesus' men. The Daughter Masonry surpasses that limit by great distances. It acts for the demolition of thrones and the abolition of authorities, spiritual and temporal, so it may have absolute domination of the world. It adopted the same emblems as Jesus, liberty, fraternity, equality. But this adoption proves to be very contradictory to the true. The liberty of Jesus was moderated, benevolent, and fruitful. The liberty of the Masons is extremist, without limits, liberty of blasphemies and deceits, destructive of characters, religions, wealth, lives, and families. Do we not see the Jewish cries of liberty, fraternity, and equality spewed today? Liberalism, socialism, feminism, rights for homosexuals and child lovers and touchers, freedom to practice satanic religions in a once Christian land. The fraternity of Jesus was pure and human. It preaches brotherhood among the people. It imposes mutual love on them and alienates them from hate and from evil. Masons, my son, practiced a brotherhood full of egoisms and privileges. Personal love prevails among them, the love of revenge, divisions, and endless conflicts.
I see that betrayal, aggression, robbery, pride, profanation, and nihilism reign among them. The equality of Jesus is just and legal before the law and religion. In Masonry, equality signifies the disappearance of all order. With this supposed equality, the reins of liberty are beyond all order, with everything falling into confusion and with the loss of true values.
The destruction of Christianity has happened through Judeo-Christianity. The constant Jewish propaganda on society, the infiltration of the education system where almost all professors and teachers are Jewish, the tactics of the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, where the Jew is the designer of creating a problem, causing a reaction, and then presenting their solutions. The perversion of the minds of our people through sports, music, entertainment, and the 96% controlled media. Yes, the mysterious force is strong in the dark side and very effective. Let's not forget these Jews own all the banks, countries, organizations, corporations, publishing houses, religious entities, and the medical field. They are behind all the GMO food modifications, weather manipulations, chemtrail spraying, the 5G rollout, which they're not getting, and the eugenics plans of Agenda 21, depopulation. Please read the original document to see all the 22 investigations. The seventh investigation, Mother Masonry, her daughters and granddaughters.
The masonry of our ancestors, the mysterious force, was called the Widowed Mother, in honor of Hiram, who was orphaned of his father. Hiram, therefore, was called the widow's son. The mother grew monstrously. If it were not for her, the Jewish religion would have disappeared, but it did not succeed in its longing to annihilate the Christian religion. It did, however, increase enormously. Later, oh surprise, it ended in dissensions and disturbances. Disturbances that dragged it to death. It was ready for burial at the beginning of the 17th century. After a time, it began to revive slowly. In silence and without pain, a daughter was born. Laicism. This creature felt itself weak and retarded in its growth. It asked its mother to give it a sister to aid it. Then new masonry was born. Thanks to the work of Joseph Levy and John Desaguliers, the two sisters, laicism and new masonry, united by a great love, grew. From them, the two groups were formed, one Jewish, the other Protestant. The first group, the Jewish, preserved the principles of the Mother Masonry, which is to attack all Christianity. The second, the Protestant, specialized in attacking Catholicism. Then they arose united and began the war against thrones, destroying a great number of them, and casting royal authority to the ground. Over those ruins they established fictitious republics, whose evil was much worse than that of the thrones. The dilemma was greater because instead of being merely democratic republics, beneficial to the people and the country, they were intentionally based on confusion and injustice, discrediting the two authorities, spiritual and temporal, and liquidating values, respects, and rights. Know, then, that the offspring of those wicked principles have not yet been stopped. In the course of centuries, other daughters and granddaughters will be born of them. Eighth investigation, socialism. Know, my son, that the new masonry, responding to the demands of the enemy of humanity and fulfilling orders to increase the daughters of corruption, gave birth to socialism. This granddaughter came to be evil worse than earliest evils. I predict to you, Samuel, that all these creatures will grow and give birth, by satanic spouses, to other creatures of wickedness, corruption, and destruction. They will be multiplied and they will scatter their seeds all over the earth, corrupting it, and how poisonous will be their fruits. Each one of those creatures will form a party, and each party will look out for the interests of its mother, aggravating the evils of confusion, civilization disappearing, eliminating religion, and education degenerating. Evils beget nothing but evils. Ninth Investigation. Masonic Education. Thus, son, you understand that modern Masonry preaches exaggerated liberty to attract the people. Man is, by nature, inclined to absolutism. 1 Samuel 12:19. And all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for your servants unto Yahweh your God, that we die not. For we have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king. The father Masons inherited this style of life from their fathers, expanding it, generation after generation, until reaching, little by little, nihilism. The father Masons create in their sons the love of easy objectives. They educate them in the love of the worldly, and they inculcate in them disbelief in punishment for wickedness and in reward for good works. Thus the sons are reared in extremist liberty, corrupt character, and avid desires. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The world is referring to the satanic society, the Jewish system. George Lawrence, the owner of this document. The prophecies of my grandfather, Jonas James, have been fulfilled for the most part. Those evil creatures produced worse creatures. Nihilism, Bolshevisms, communism, and socialism. And we will see many such examples. Here's a list of what was produced from those evil creatures which produced worse creatures. 33,000 so-called Christian denominations, Planned Parenthood, ADL, AIPAC, AJC, the American Jewish Committee, Antifa, ATF, Black Lives Matter, CDC, Council on Foreign Relations, OSS, CIA, DOD, EPA, FCC, FBI, FDA, FEMA, FSA, the Food Standards Agency, Greenpeace, JDL, IRS, MLB, NCAAP, NASA, NBA, NFL, NLIL, the National Liberal Immigration League, LGBTQ, NAMBLA, NWO, OSF, the Open Society Foundation, RCO, Rapid Capabilities Office, SPLC, UNIDOS, US, NCLR, UN, URI, United Religions Initiative, USDA, USSEC, WTO, the Zionist Organization of America. Just to name a few of these Jewish organizations disguised as liberty, fraternity, and equality, which are nothing but branches of Masonry. Sir Francis Bacon was the editor for the King James Perversion Bible. He was a Rosicrucian, Freemason, queer sorcerer. Yes, the Bible has been tampered with by Freemasons. That is why it is important to study the original languages and oldest texts. And yes, Freemasonry has infiltrated children's lives with their various charity, support, clubs, and programs under the guise of
character development and education. The 12th Investigation, Masonry and the Woman.
It is understood that the Mother Masonry is the mortal enemy of Jesus, and that it was established to attack him. They wanted to imitate Jesus in his affection for the woman. Do not believe that their affection is pure as was that of Jesus. Jesus loved the woman with his divine affection, obliging the man to treat her with justice and obliging her to obey him, the woman's leader. Jesus wanted to give the woman that divine affection because she is the soul of the education of her children, its foundation, and its strength. He traced for her the path of correction to teach her children the virtues and good behavior. If all the people followed this pure style and gave the woman what Jesus specified for her, the result would surely have been virtuous children. Masons gave the woman a different affection, a disfigured affection, an ignoble affection. The imitation of Jesus on the part of the Masons is, in this sense, false and evilly intended. It is different from the pure will of Jesus. They do not define affection as Jesus did. They liberated her from all rules and conditions, having as a result the degeneration and misery of the woman. Our descendants will witness horrible spectacles born of the misery of the woman. The woman, with this exaggerated affection, was falsely exalted, fraudulently cultivating her pride, without advising her of the irreparable loss that would be produced in her. With extremist liberty, the woman lost her temporal and eternal happiness. She lost her education. She lost her life, and even more. She made the world lose family, social, educational, and procreative order. If she took comfort in this easy and voluptuous life, the result of this joy was misery and mourning. Mourning and misery for all the world.
Genesis 3:4. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. Because of the influence of the Masons, women have become liberal feminists, entitled, changed their sexual nature, materialistic, selfie-ish, abandoned the duties of the mother, wife, and house. Women have been deceived by the rise in women in seats of authority, which are actually MTF transgendered men in many cases, posing as women. Androgyny is nothing new. Many presidents' wives were men, half the women in our government, both on the national level down to the city level, are men. They're coming out of the closet like crazy now. The agenda is to destroy gender, destroy Yahweh's way, and destroy white Christian society. 1 Corinthians 11:3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman, the man, and the head of Christ, or the anointed people, is Yahweh. Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For outside are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and makes lies.
The Rabbi Isaac Wise wrote in 1855, Masonry is a Jewish institution whose history, degrees, assignments, signs, and explanations are of a Jewish nature from beginning to end. Benjamin Disraeli, at the head of all those secret societies which form provisional governments, men of the Jewish race are to be found. The ADL of B'nai B'rith is a totally Jewish-controlled organization with its main goal to destroy Christianity. This documented history of the origins of Freemasonry can be found at thinkoutsidethebeast.com.